Making a difference in our community, this is Michael Ryan with the Renfrew Bluegrass Festival. Michael, thank you for being an outstanding volunteer. Now, as I understand it, you have a lot of experience putting on festivals, especially bluegrass.
I ran a music festival in Pakenham for 5 years called the Pakenham Five Span Jam. It was more of a low-key country music festival. I have a very good knowledge of how things should be laid out, what musicians require, what RVs require, and general organizational background.
And how did you get involved in Renfrew's rendition?
So the Renfrew Bluegrass Festival started many years ago when I used to go to the Pinnacle Hill. Steve St. Michael ran that for years, and we went up there and camped and we jammed. I do play a lot of music, and bluegrass has struck a chord with me over the years, and the talent and the harmonies, and being a musician since I was a kid, playing a lot of gigs over the years, it just struck real energy with me to watch entertainers with no amplifiers, but yet walk on stage and just raw talent and beautiful harmonies. It's just, you don't always need amplification for energy. It's just great music.
Lights up the room without the electricity.
Oh my God, yeah, for sure.
It must be very comforting to know that the town has taken a vested interest in this and are keen to continue it into the future.
Oh, for sure, because the spinoffs are so good for the community of Renfrew and the surrounding area, and people are itching to get out after the COVID in all aspects of life, just wanting to get back to normalcy, and it's great. The layout at the Mattaway Park is so good. It's flat for the RVs. They put a brand new road in there, lots of room. It feels like you're out in the country, but yet you have all the amenities of being in Renfrew. So the restaurants, the gas bars, you name it, the hotels. It's just a huge contribution to the town of Renfrew.
And from everything I've heard, this first one back from COVID was a huge success.
Oh, for sure. Hats off to the town staff. I mean, when we rolled in there the weekend before, that's when the RVs started coming in. The town guys and girls were great to work with. They helped us park our vehicles, and just the lineup that the committee had this year, the headliners being the Grascals, I have seen before a couple of times in the States. These guys are like the Sidney Crosbys of bluegrass. I mean, a lot of people don't recognize the talent that's out here in Renfrew or some of these local bluegrass festivals. I mean, these are world class. And just the feedback from the crowd that was there, I was helping out, basically shuttling people around and musicians around and parking. And the feedback that I received, as well as a lot of our committees, positive, positive, positive. Nothing but good feedback. Hats off to all the volunteers that the committee has recruited. I mean, without the volunteers, you cannot pull off an event like this at all. And just positive, positive feedback from everybody. That word gets around real, real quick amongst the bands down there and all over the States. It just spreads like wildfire. Guys, check Renfrew Ontario out. I mean, you got to check this festival out.
And it really does sound like we can expect to see you volunteering with Renfrew Bluegrass for years to come.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, I do like volunteering, and with my musical experience and the background and running a musical festival, you have a great knowledge of what needs to be done.
And even though this year's Bluegrass Festival has already wrapped up, I'm sure Town Hall would love to hear from people who are looking to get involved for next year.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we need volunteers. Even if you can volunteer for maybe even 1 or 2 hours, it's so rewarding to see the smiles on people's faces, and doing volunteering, smiles is what it's all about, and pleasing people and making them want to come back. It's just a great way of helping out your community. Like I said, even it doesn't have to be 3 days straight, it can be 2 hours. Maybe 2 hours here, an hour the next day, maybe an hour the following day, and just get a feel for it. And it certainly beats sitting home. And I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, I wish I could get involved in something. Well, everybody's looking for volunteers, and you're outside in the sunshine and the beautiful town of Renfrew out in Mattaway, and it's just a great way to help out your community.
We've been speaking with Michael Ryan, a man who is using his depth of knowledge running music festivals to help make our local Bluegrass Festival a great success. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, not a problem, Casey. Glad to come in, and hopefully this Renfrew Festival continues for many, many more years to come.
And remember, you can listen to all our volunteers on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.